Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Bradley needs tips on the perfect turkey. 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 1071. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Give me your turkey tips.
Bradley needs your turkey tips. You know why?
Why?
Because a very special holiday is coming up.
Yeah. Turkey Day.
Do you know which one?
The Day of Turkeys.
I don't have control of a button, and I'd like to play a song now. It is Thanksgiving tomorrow, and Bradley Trainer needs some tips.
I need your turkey tips.
Bradley needs your turkey tips. 651-641-1071. Just call us the Butterball Turkey Line. Don't, actually.
Yeah, please don't, because we don't have answers, but we just have questions.
So, do we have any callers that are prepared, Holly, to take on this this moment?
Turkey task.
Yes.
Who's our first caller?
Tare.
Hi, Tare.
Oh, hey, Tare.
Tare, what's your turkey tip for Bradley? Hi, Tare. Tare?
Tare.
Are you there, Tare? Okay, bye.
Who's next? Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Do you have a turkey tip for Trainer?
We do. I do.
Okay, what's your turkey tip, honey?
Use a Reynolds cooking bag. You cannot ruin a turkey that way.
Okay, Stick it in a bag. Do you cook the whole bird, or do you cut it up, or what do you do?
No, you put the whole bag inside of a Reynolds cooking bag, and then you put a little water in the bottom of the turkey,
okay.
Like a couple cups.
Yep.
And then you poke a few holes in the Reynolds cooking bag and tie it with their tie. And you can't then go by the directions on the Reynolds cooking, the box thing that they have in there. Don't go by the turkey bag. Go by the Reynolds because it cooks quicker.
Okay. I'm going to follow.
Wonderful.
All right.
Thank you. Got to get that Reynolds cooking bag. Can't mess it
up. I have used those bags in the past, and I will say they do. That old bag will cut down the cooking time like nobody's business.
I'm curious. Are we calling the turkey a bag or is... Or their bag. Okay.
No, I think we mean the turkey bag.
Okay, got it. All right. Who else do we have on the line there, Holly? We are going to...
She's talking.
Okay, we did get an email.
Okay, what did the email
say? Well, I'm afraid I've got good news and bad news.
Oh.
The good news is it sounds good. The bad news is you're late. Brine for 2 days.
Yeah, I've heard about this brining business, and you need a good... I've actually heard 3 days,
yeah.
So I've given up on the brining.
Yeah, you're too late. You can't do that. But she said when you cook it, put an orange, fresh rosemary, and a stick of butter in the cavity. It makes the bird yummy and the gravy super rich. And I will second the brine. I'm telling you, a brined turkey is...
Mm. I actually was going to dry brine it because I'm not wet brining anything. I don't got room to shove a turkey.
You don't seem like a wet brine type of person.
No, I like it dry. But apparently you can achieve the same results by a dry brine as you can with the wet.
It just seals all the
juices in. But you need like a good 3 days for it to properly do the magic.
Yeah.
But I don't have time to do that because I waited too long, even though I did pick up my turkey on Friday and it's been unfreezing.
That's called thawing.
Not unthawing, in my refrigerator since.
We did also get an email from Lori who said, rub the turkey with butter before roasting it.
Actually,
she said it'll brown perfectly. She's been doing it for years.
I've heard, and I've done this with chickens, you rub butter under the skin.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because then it stays nice and locked in.
You got to get your hand under the skin, though.
You cut open a little...
flap.
And then you massage the...
Nope, 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 nope.
What?
My ability to handle raw poultry is like very limited.
Oh, you got to get comfortable.
Yeah. No.
You got to learn how to rub up on that thing.
When they first, when somebody first told me you got to reach in the cavity and get the neck out, I was, and the giblets, I was like, no, thank you. That is going to be somebody else in my house's job. That
you
is
do have to remember to remove that because I have cooked a chicken with the giblet bag in the chicken.
I've done it too. It's it's not good. Because
I've forgotten. They don't often give you the chicken gibbles anymore, sadly. Aww. You get the turkey gibbles.
Did you use them?
Yeah.
The lost I love it for my giblets.
Bone broth. Are you kidding me right now?
I'm sorry. I forgot who I was talking to.
We've got people on the line.
Okay, who do we have next? Who do we have next?
Let's go to Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Kathy, what's your turkey tip for Trainer?
Look up Ina Garten. She's got a turkey like 6 to 10 pounds. You can cook it in an hour and a half.
Okay.
You can dry brine it today for tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So, I'll look up Ina.
Butter and lemon schmutz and I can't remember the name of it. But anyway. Go with Ina.
All right. I'm going to go with Ina and get that lemon schmutz.
Thank you for your call. Let's take another call, Holly. Who else do we have on the line?
Tara's back.
Hi, Tara. What's your turkey Tara, what's your turkey tip for
Bradley
Trainer?
Let's talk some turkey, Tara.
Let's talk some turkey. It's really easy. You need a couple of fresh sage leaves and crisp them up and get a little mesh bag and put a lemon, a little olive oil, and the sage in there. Stick it in the cavity, and then tomorrow when you're ready to cook it, you take that out. You put the sage back into the cavity in your stuffing, and then you take about a half a stick of butter and cut it into small cubes and just put it everywhere you can find in the bird and underneath the skin. And it is
just every which way on that bird.
All right. I like the way you talk butter, Tara. Thank you.
Just get that butter. Listen, butter makes everything better. So I'm here for that. Do we have another caller, Holly?
Annie's on the line.
Hello, Annie. Annie, what is your turkey tip for Bradley Trainer?
Hi. You know, I like to use my roasting oven. I do like a dry rub on it.
Okay.
Put it in the roasting oven. Set it on the other side of the kitchen and don't touch that thing, and it stays nice and juicy all day long.
Okay.
And then you've got your stove, because then you can do all of your sides one at a time, and that's really the fabulous part of it. Also, don't be afraid to get a chafing dish. So I've got a cheap chafing dish. I'll do my sides one at a time and then keep them in that chafing dish. Then all that food set up on the other side, hot and ready to go. And my stove and my kitchen is all cleaned up and ready.
I love that idea. Annie, thank you for your call.
I bet Annie's a Virgo because she's thinking, she's planning, she's got a strategy. Mm-hmm. I think that is ideal because otherwise you end up, it's 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, you want to murder someone.
Yep.
And everyone's starving.
Yeah, it's not a good situation. Yeah. I will say, I will second the turkey roaster, like the separate roaster.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It, like she said, don't touch it. Like, don't even think I'm going to go look at the turkey. Don't do it. Just huff it and just know that it's going to be done and it's going to be nice and juicy.
I would never don't baste things. I do know that.
Don't do baste.
Because it just dries out the skin, turns to leather.
That's too bad. Because when you're really good at basting, oftentimes
I'm a master baster.
Yeah, a lot of times people will call you the master baster.
I see what you were doing there.
Thank you.
Would you like to see what I'm doing?
You took it too far.
So big.
When we come back,
speaking of dry,
on the Colleen and Bradley show, you guys, are the wheels off?
You know, when all is said and done, it makes good toast.
It makes good toast. The wheels are off, but when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, I would like to have a serious conversation about the Kardashians and their friendships.
Okay, sure.
It's going to be hard to get back to serious town, but we're going to try after this on My Talk 107.1. Okay, so I wanted to have a conversation about the Kardashians because, you know, they're not really good friends, as it turns out.
Whoa.
On the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
So, like, this has been on my heart for a while.
Okay, you're full of trash.
No, but I really have been thinking about this a lot lately in, you know, the way that we think about things regarding the things we talk about on the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was like, what, a couple of years ago now, maybe? I don't know. Time is made up. Where Jordan Woods was basically like unceremoniously dismissed as the bestie of Kylie Jenner. And it all had to do with the fact that at a party, she like kissed Tristan Thompson, the husband of Khloe Kardashian, on the lips. And it wasn't like a sexy thing. It wasn't, I'm not like excusing it, but it earned her dismissal from the Kardashian inner circle.
Yep.
And it like was its own little sideshow storyline. And, you know, she was trying to continue to like, she wanted to tell her own story. So she was on the red table talks with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. And like, it created this huge fallout, but she, try though she may, was not going to be invited back into that inner circle. And because she'd been adjacent to Kylie Jenner, that was really like a career boost for her. Well, the most recent headlines involving the Kardashians and a friendship have been about Larsa Pippen. And that's one I can't quite figure out, partly because I just wasn't paying attention, but it was not long ago that she was regarded as Kim Kardashian's bestie, right?
Oh, for sure.
All the time in every headline. Well, apparently she said some stuff about Kanye West, and apparently also she said some stuff about Tristan or maybe Lamar Odom. I don't know, but she said some stuff, and it has earned her a walk out the Kardashian door. So she was not invited to Kim's birthday party on that private island. And as a result, you know, the headlines about her have been kind of, you know, about how she's been ousted from the Kardashians' inner circle. And it got me just thinking about how one could maybe think that being a friend of the Kardashians is a ticket to fame and fortune, but how fickle they are as a group and how easy it is to get on the outs with them.
Well, and can we also say that that applies to mostly women?
Almost always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Jonathan Chabon,
he's like the only one. He's like the zombie Kardashian bestie.
He's like the holdover.
The Highlander bestie.
He won't go away. But you're right. It is. It's women. It's the way they treat women. And, you know, one of, I think it's Khloe's best friend is this woman named Malika. And I always think to myself, girl, do not make a misstep because you are teetering on the edge. Once you have been identified as a Kardashian bestie, it's going to be real easy.
Well, yeah, because you become a part of their narrative. If you are by definition a Kardashian quote bestie, that means you're a part of their reality world, which means that you become a victim or participant unwitting or maybe witting. By choice is what I'm saying. Like, maybe you choose this. Like, you are entering their playground. And so you're playing by their rules. And what their rules would indicate is that your life story is only important insofar as it furthers their story.
Right.
I mean, it really is like the royal family, right? At the end of the day, it's all about the Kardashians. And if you're not providing a service for them, at some point, you will become a victim of them.
Yeah. I mean, I think about, like, the current besties, Stassi.
Yeah,
Stassi.
That's Kylie's bestie.
That's Kylie's bestie, but she took over for Jordan Woods. So then that's the other thing, is then you think about all their friends that are waiting in the wings for somebody to screw up, because you know if you get anointed bestie, you're basically going to be on the level with a Kardashian. You will always be in headlines as such and such Kardashian's bestie. But don't do it. That I'm warning you.
Yeah, unless you're fine with the fallout, and then you got to ask yourself. I mean, so we should remind ourselves: everything is real, and
nothing
everyone,
is real, and everyone smokes.
Nothing is real, and everyone smokes. So then you begin to wonder: are these people just like employees,
like pawns
that have been
in the
hired,
game? Right?
Like willingly, knowingly, like? We're going to engage this experience. I don't think it's that quid pro quo, but what I'm saying is I bet there are a lot of people who get real close to Kardashians knowing full well how this could go and are assuming or one imagines that perhaps they're doing so with the idea that they will themselves become a commodity.
Right.
That they can benefit from, like that they can profit off of. Yeah.
Like Jonathan Chabon. Yeah, like
the closer you get, the more. I mean, look at all of them as a result. But they've all had careers beyond the Kardashians that were fueled in part by their proximity to the Kardashians.
But then at the same time, like, I'll go back to your original point about the fact that it's usually women that get ousted as bestie.
Yeah.
It's almost like you can do it, but make sure your star doesn't try to shine as bright as theirs. I mean, they're extremely competitive. So the moment that it might appear as though you have something that they might want or can't quite have, I would just say, like, you're probably not going to stick around much longer. But to your point about them being, you know, employees, I also think it leads them to, and me, I don't know if they have NDAs or what, these friends, but it leads them to not be super vocal or very truthful or detailed about their time as a Kardashian bestie. Because the reason I brought this up is because I read this article in Cosmopolitan about Jordan Woods and talking about the fallout from her friendship with Kylie and how that disintegrated before our very eyes. And she does not say much. She really talks around everything. Now, some of that could be because she's trying to be classy and not like air the dirty laundry. Mm-hmm. She says just enough and then nothing at all. She says, I think life is about constantly evolving and constantly growing and becoming the best version of you. She said this on a podcast. She said, as long as you're solid and the people around you are solid, everyone has the best intentions, everyone's genuine, there's not really a problem. Which kind of maybe sort of is doublespeak for those people weren't genuine. They did not have the best intentions. Yeah. She was then asked about Larsa Pippen, and she basically said, I'm not involved in that, and I'm about moving forward and going forward. So I wish everyone the best. I'm just not really sure what's going on. I'm just focused on myself and my well-being. But what's interesting about that is if anybody understands what it's like to have once been a Kardashian bestie and reaped the benefits of that, and then be on the outs, it would be her.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would think that she would enjoy having somebody to like have a sounding board, but she won't say that out loud. So I kind of also wonder if there isn't a little piece of her that's hoping she'll get pulled back into the fold again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's too much of this going on in the world.
I know, man. Small potatoes.
Small potatoes.
All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, dumb people doing dumb things. Crazy, stupid idiots. We're going to tell you about them after this on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say, that's a crazy stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly, oftentimes in the state of... It's Florida, for those of you who don't listen.
That's true. So, we are going to start in Toronto.
Toronto. Okay.
Yes.
What's going on up in there?
To Canada. Okay. So, there are a lot of details about this we do not know. For example, we do not know the name of the owner of the vehicle. We have not heard a statement from this person. But what we do know is this person is either a total idiot or a genius. According to the TPS traffic service, what's that? Toronto police stuff, traffic service. An officer, stopped a driver for having expired tabs on their driver's plate.
I've had that happen.
I have two. Mine was expired by like 10 days.
Oh my God. Mine was like way more than that. And I felt absurdly stupid.
Okay. So was yours 30 years?
No.
Expired?
What?
Yeah. This driver had last renewed their license tabs in August of 1989.
What?
Yes. 1989. The officer who pulled over the car made note that he was only 8 years old when the plates expired. 30 years.
Wow.
Right? Now, here's where it gets interesting. So, in order to renew tabs starting in 1989 up until 2020, that person would have had to have paid over the course of those 30 years about $3,600. But instead, they will have to pay the fine for having expired tabs, which is $110. Oh. So again, are they an idiot or are they a genius? But here's the other piece. Don't forget this. That person probably has not been insured for the past
that scares me.
Right?
Yeah.
So there you go. And that's the story. And we haven't talked to the driver, so we don't know anything. Bye. Thanks for coming to the show.
Oh, okay. I'm done.
Nope. Go ahead.
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys. See you next week. All right.
No,
bye.
Nope. Do your crazy stupid idiot.
Me to do a D-bag?
No, thank you. Or a crazy stupid idiot.
Yes, please. It's a 6 of 1.
What else?
I want to take you to St. Thomas
University
Journal. I don't know where this is.
Okay.
But it's, I think it's Canada.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Because there's some Canadian things happening on this website.
They say A a lot.
They're high in vitamin A.
They're drinking Molsons.
Yep. Two people. Now, this sounds tragic, okay? But don't worry.
Okay.
There's some funny here.
Okay.
So two people were burned.
What?
When an SUV caught fire and exploded. What? That's scary.
I'm not liking this story so far.
So there were one of the men suffered severe burns to his chest, legs, and right arm. The woman received burns to her fingers, her forehead, and her hairline. Ooh, that would suck.
Because
that's not going to grow back normal.
No. Mm-mm.
You're always going to have to tell people, well, one time. I don't know. That was like a Southern Ronald Reagan. But remember I said there's some funny in here.
Yeah, we're
or
so
at
funny.
Least there's some crazy stupid idiots. So okay. Now they're fine. They were taken to a hospital in St. Thomas for treatment in Canada. And you know, Canadians, they've got health insurance.
Yeah,
they're
good. Fine.
They're fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
Plenty of Band-Aids. They're good. Okay, so but this is crazy stupid idiots. So there's got to be something dumb in here, right?
Yes.
Well, it's why the SUV caught fire and exploded. That earned these two crazy stupid idiot status. Can you imagine what they were doing inside of their SUV, their SUV, that led to the car exploding and bursting into flames?
Mm-hmm. They were shooting off fireworks.
That is a really good guess, Colleen.
Thanks.
But it's not actually true.
I know what they were doing. They were making creme brulee.
Well, you know what I am going to say is that's very close.
Really?
Yeah.
Baked Alaska?
They were using a propane grill to grill food.
Shut
inside
the front door.
Their SUV.
Ooh. Mm. What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but that's an enclosed space.
I do know this.
So when you fill an enclosed space mm-hmm. with gas yeah. and then you light a match
yeah. Ooh, or the whole thing goes
spark something, kaboom.
They really didn't think that all the way through.
They didn't really think that all the way through. There is no word as to what they were trying to grill inside their SUV, but I will say that seems like it's only a matter of time before SUVs are like tricked out with propane grills. There'll probably just be some sort of exhaust system that prevents them from exploding.
My gosh.
But maybe they were, you know, technology leaders in this way. They were working on some new technology.
Well, no. It did not work.
I think they were just trying to make some ribs in the back seat.
Ribs.
Which, again, I can kind of be like, that seems like maybe a cool idea. Like, it's coronavirus and you don't want to go to Chili's.
Why don't you just pull over and pull the grill outside, grill up your ribs, and then get back in the car.
See, now there is a certain logic to what you've just suggested
Thank you.
There.
Thank you. It's almost like I think things all the way through.
Yeah, it might be why you've up to this
made
point
it
in your life
this far without
not
blown up my car
up in an SUV.
Hey, guess what? This is exciting.
What?
This never happens.
Oh no!
We have a Canada hat trick.
What?
Yeah, we're going to Manitoba or Winnipeg. Are they near each other? Anyway,
Manitoba is Winnipeg is Winnipeg. Winnipeg.
Oh my gosh! Does everybody
you
there
can
get
win a pig?
So exciting!
You get a pig, and you get a pig. No, Winnipeg is in Manitoba, right?
Sure. Why not? So we're going to talk about a 32-year-old guy, yeah, in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, America Junior, broke into a business at 10:15 in the p.m. and stole the cash register.
Mm.
And the cops caught up with him, and well, I mean, he gave chase. And he apparently had the cash register with him and he was running along and still the cops couldn't catch up with him. And the guy was like, I got to get out of here somehow. What am I going to, he jumped into a river. Now, what month is it?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
It's just November.
Yep. So if we're north, but they're even norther, what do you think the weather is like there?
Probably colder than it is here.
He jumped into an icy, freezing river with the cash register. And he floated around in that river for almost a half hour, but finally got so cold that he had to be taken out of the water and taken to the hospital. He did not have any serious damage after being in that freezing water for so long.
Good.
But
lucky.
It did turn out that then the cops could arrest him because he was dumb.
Yeah.
Also,
he was a criminal.
The cash register that he had stolen, you want to know how much money was in it?
Well, by the way you presented that, I would assume it's like a nickel or something.
Less than that.
Nothing?
It was empty. He stole an empty cash register, which this is the thing that blows my mind about people who rob places like a restaurant. They don't leave money in the cash register.
Yeah.
That's so obvious.
Mm-hmm, I agree. I'm here for you.
Thank you. Can we celebrate Thanksgiving really quick?
Yeah. Well,
I think Holly's going to do
it. Any particular way you'd like to do it?
Yeah, just one particular way.
Yeah. Hold on. One moment, please.
Turkey. Is that a real turkey?
It sounds it sounds like Jimmy Fallon.
It does, doesn't it? What's going on there? What is that?
It must be, it's audio, it's in our system, and it's labeled Turkey's Gobble. Sounds
it's
like
from it's from a video called Ma'am Gobbles at Turkeys, Turkeys Gobble Back.
Okay, that's
2012.
Kind of fun. I bet that was on, like, America's Funniest Videos or something. Which, by the way, can I just say this about America's Funniest Videos? Because, you know, my family loves the AFV. We were watching it the other day. It has just turned into, like, people's ring cams.
Oh, sure.
Seriously.
Like people falling down.
Yeah, or like tripping up the steps, getting chased by chickens, like all kinds of
stuff. Well, because nobody's
weird stuff.
Nobody's running around with like, well, I guess
their camcorders anymore.
I guess they do have phones, but
America's Funniest Surveillance.
It seriously is. It's very bizarre. Thank you. Gobble, gobble. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, it's time to play a little game. The game is called The Throwback Live. We're going to do that after this on My Talk 107.1.
Kristen here, reminding you not to do things. What I mean is, with same-day delivery for everything from gifts to groceries, you only have to do the things you want to do. To not do the other things, visit Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
Have you been waiting for just the right job? Then welcome to the end of your search. Amazon has seasonal warehouse jobs in your area, and now is a great time to apply. You can start getting paid right away and work close to home. Applying is easy. You don't even need an interview. So what are you waiting for? Come join the team and get a great seasonal job offer today. visit amazon.com/hiring. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.